This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And what a Friday it has been. Remember, you can email us. We're still live here, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, you remember how we had to talk about the debate moderators? Yeah, they were biased. They were awful. I know it. You know it. We always talked about that. But how they punched their system membership card. They punched their ticket, if you will, to the system by doing what they did. They were doing the system's bidding, and they ensured a lucrative career for themselves from now on because they did what they had to do. Well, every now and then, these people get so entrapped by their own world that they'll actually be way too honest about something. And here's one of the things American communists have trapped themselves inside. Through relentless propaganda, year after year, moment after moment, news story after news story, through endless amounts of propaganda, the average American Democrat really truly does believe that Donald Trump is a Nazi who will end the country. I know anyone, even people who dislike Trump on the right, that's ridiculous. It's insane. If anything, Trump is way too squishy. He's way too nice to these people. He's way too much of a moderate. He's the furthest thing in the world from some Franco-like anti-communist who's going to bring down the sword of God on these people. And yet in their minds, he is the end of everything. That's how it works when you consume nothing but propaganda from the hive mind. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, she can't explain why, but she knows to her core that Trump will end the country. She has no idea why. And of course, it's not true, but she knows it in her bones. And this goes way beyond your liberal Aunt Peggy in her anti-anxiety medication. If you're at the FBI, so Christopher Wray or any other FBI head, you think the exact same thing. I know Trump will end it all. CIA, ABC, New York Times, a professor at Columbia, a senator, you name it. It doesn't matter what level. Through endless years of propaganda over and over and over again, Nazi, Hitler, Nazi, Nazi, threat to democracy, Nazi, Hitler. They have managed to program themselves and each other that stopping Donald Trump is the only thing that matters. And therefore, every norm, every law they break, every despicable thing they do, it's all justified, of course, because, hey, we're stopping Hitler over here. You got some ridiculous trial in New York with a bunch of made-up felonies? Whatever. You gotta stop Hitler. Make up some felonies. You have the FBI nakedly using its power against its political opponents? Maybe deep down you know that's wrong, but whatever. We gotta stop Hitler. And when you have a debate, think about this. I want you to think for a moment about being a journalist, a national journalist on NBC, ABC, CBS, one of these big networks. So think about this. When you go into journalism, it's generally thought of, and this is not universal, so don't email me, it's not me. It's generally thought of as a rich kid's profession. Why? Because there's not a lot of money in journalism. 99.9% of the journalists out there, they are local writers for the newspaper, make 30, 40 grand a year, or maybe even somebody you see on television, even in a big city. I'm in Houston. We have our local ABC, NBC, CBS, where they do local news, and we have wonderful local news channels here. And you see these people on television, and you automatically assume, wow, they must be millionaires. They don't make any money. Some, but not much. You go into the field of journalism, and you generally don't make a lot of money. But if you're one of the very, very rare lucky ones, it's like the athletes who make it to the pros. They're very, very rare. But if you're one of the rare lucky ones, and ABC calls you one day, you're working for some local affiliate in Bozeman, Montana, and the ABC, the national one, hey, Chris, we love what you're doing over there on the Jesse Kelly Show. We'd love for you to come produce for us here on national ABC Nightly News. That's the call you dream of. Not just for the notoriety, the money. Those people are millionaires. Those nightly hosts you're watching, there's stupid money in television. Those nightly hosts you're watching, they're all filthy rich. They're all flying first class, if not private. Five-star resorts. They're all living the life, the celebrity life, all of them. If you're David Muir or Lindsay Lip Injections, the two moderators of the debate, you have achieved something that is a dream, and they know it's a dream. 99.9% of the people in their field will never make it. And debating or moderating a presidential debate, not only have you achieved the dream of making it to professional football, you made it to the NFL, you're in the Super Bowl. For a journalist to debate a presidential debate, 67 million people watched that debate. Have 67 million people ever watched you do anything? I have a national radio show and a TV show. 67 million people don't know my freaking name. No one gets to talk to 67 million people ever. David Muir and Lindsay Lip Injections, they got to speak to 67 million people. And so picture this. Picture getting to play in the Super Bowl as a journalist. And you decide to throw the game for one side and destroy your credibility in front of 67 million people. Who would do that? Well, they just did it. Why? Well, the LA Times, they did a little puff piece on Lindsay Lip Injections. And, well, here's the paragraph. In an era in which misinformation spreads fast and furious, Davis, that's Lindsay Lip Injections' real last name, Davis' real-time fact check cut through the proceedings like a sharp blade, the LA Times wrote. Davis, wearing pink glasses while speaking to the Times over breakfast at the Ritz-Carlton in Philadelphia, of course, said the decision to attempt to correct the candidates, here's the most important part, was in response to the June 27th CNN debate between Trump and President Biden, whose poor performance led to his exit from the race. That's them telling on themselves. Why did you step all over Trump? Why did you keep interrupting? Why were you so nakedly biased? For these people, it was, well, the last time we let him speak, he ended Joe Biden's career. We couldn't take a chance on that happening to Dome, so we had to jump in and help. They are so twisted and warped with this really bizarre anti-Trump cult-like system that they will speak to one of the largest papers in the United States of America and basically admit they threw the debate on behalf of Dome because, well, we couldn't risk Trump winning. Man, oh man. So lost in their cult. So lost. So twisted up by their demonic religion. They will admit to throwing the Super Bowl. Whew. Anyway, Oracle. Even though you're 15 years younger than me, your music selection going into breaks is my jam. Right when I bust into my air guitar action, second only to your skill level, it goes to commercial. My question is, can you play a limited amount of a song without copyright infringement issues, or are you just depriving your audience from the best music around? Thanks for the show. His name is Kevin. Hey, Chris. We are only allowed to play a certain amount of a song, are we? We're not. We can play the whole thing. On radio. Okay, so here's how it works. Everyone listening right now on podcast is screaming right now because they don't get any of the good music anymore. That's not my fault, I should note. That decision was made beyond me. But that is the reason you don't hear the regular music, if you're listening on podcast, is because of copyright issues and things like that. Where if you're on the if you're listening to me live right now, you are going to hear the good jams going in and out of the break. Now, how much of that music can we play? Chris tells me we're allowed to play as much as we want, because remember, artists, musical artists, they license their music. Did you hear the recent controversy, I use air quotes on that, where the band Foo Fighters, they got really mad at Donald Trump because he played one of their songs. When he introduced RFK, he played the song There Goes My Hero. And the Foo Fighters got mad and said, stop using our music, we're going to sue. And everyone laughed at them. Why they laugh at them? Because they license their music, meaning Donald Trump can use it all he wants. They don't have any say-so. There's no standing. You're not even going to get that lawsuit through. We have that too here at Premiere, at iHeart. We can use all these songs because all these musicians, they license the music. Now, I actually thought we were limited by law with how much of it, but Chris tells me that's not the case. I will say I tend to let the music go a little longer than most do because I'm jamming out. I sometimes will go even longer, but sometimes I'll cut it off shorter. It's really a personal preference. I'm jamming out, and you never really know when's the appropriate time to cut it off. Sometimes I'm going to wait till they do the jam or the drop or something like that. If I cut it off too early, just know I'm in as much pain as you are. All right? All right. Let's talk about pet guilt. Let's talk about the people problem we have and more. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, suffering through some insults from Jewish producer Chris during the break. Chris pointed out during the break, not really accurately, maybe a little bit accurately, but that I actually asked him during last segment what the rules were. And then having found out the rules mid-segment, I then acted like I was an expert on the subject. That's not what happened at all, Chris. I think you're misspeaking. Whatever. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let's get into some heavy subjects.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Dear Dr. Jesse, I used to have two dogs. When they died, a stray cat named Curtis moved in. I'd forgotten about the guilt that comes with owning pets. Guilt about leaving them, guilt about getting them a mate, guilt about not buying cancer insurance, jeez, guilt about not letting them sit on your face all night. What kind of a cat is this? It never stops. Since you have no feelings, I thought you'd be the person you ask. How do you get over pet guilt? I don't know that I am the person to ask. Shut up, Chris. I think I am. No, Chris says I don't have any feelings at all. You don't understand what it's like with Fred. He is this big 70, 75 pound moron. And he's just a huge fluff ball. When you grab him, you just kind of sink into him. And he's the most loving dog in the world. All he wants is your attention. That's all he wants. And he will come up wherever you are. If you're standing, he'll walk right up beside you and bump your hand with his nose. Like, hey, love on me. Yeah, he does it. If you're sitting, it's even worse. He comes up and he'll throw his head in your lap and then do this thing where he looks up at you and starts wagging his tail a little bit. And I'm so embarrassed to say this. I wish I could tell you that I was all, no, get lost. Go sit down. Oh, gosh. I sound exactly like my wife when he does it. I feel bad for him for some reason. I'll say, "Oh, Fred." And she'll even make fun of me now. She said, "What? Why do you feel bad for the dog?" Well, he made me feel bad for him. He does it on purpose. It's not my fault. You know what? We're done giving him rough greens. He makes me look weak, Chris. Look, if we continue to give Fred rough greens, if we continue to sprinkle rough greens on his food, he's going to live longer. And maybe Fred's dropping my T levels. I don't know. We can't risk this. And rough greens helps your dog like Fred live longer. All natural nutritional supplement. Go get yourself a free jumpstart trial bag. It is nice, though, that Fred doesn't get sick to his stomach anymore after he eats, courtesy of rough greens. 833-33-MY-DOG. or roughgreens.com/Jesse. Iceman, you often say we don't have a politician problem, we have a people problem. While I generally agree with that, I will take a step further and say we have more of a woman problem. Ooh, what do you think? No, I think the people problem is universal. And I don't absolve women of any guilt. You know, women are guilty too. Women are guilty. Men are guilty. But men, you don't get to abdicate your leadership position in society and then turn around and blame women because they're not leading things properly. Are you willing to be screamed at? Make hard choices? Maybe even choices that are insensitive? Or are you wanting to be accepted by the feminized class in this country? Men handed over control of so much of this country willingly. And I'm not saying it's all men's fault either. It's men and women. This is a societal-wide cultural problem where we all decided, not you specifically, but where we as a society, we decided we didn't need family, we didn't need God. I am woman, hear me roar. I'm a man, I better, I can't even tie my shoes. I better let her lead me around the house. Well, no, we should, after all, women should be generals in the military. We decided we wanted to look nice and we wanted to be gentle and we wanted all these feelings and we wanted women to tell us they loved how sensitive we are. And now women are more miserable than they've ever been. Men are more miserable than they've ever been. And we continue down this road. It's not just a woman problem. That's ridiculous. Are women partially at fault? You bet they are. 100%. But so are dudes. This is on all of us. I saw this article. I want to say it was New York Post. I think it was the New York Post, but they ran an article. You know how women have bridal showers and baby showers? The article was bragging about women who had foregone that, which is fine. Again, if you're a career woman, there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe that's what you're meant to do. Not everyone's supposed to have the same role. But they were talking about it's a new trend now where they all have success showers. Meaning, because you don't have a bridal shower or a baby shower, now you get together with all your girlfriends and you all celebrate that new promotion you got at work. Okay, if you want to celebrate a promotion at work with your girlfriends, that's fine. But if that isn't indicative about where we are, as if bridal showers aren't success, as if a baby shower isn't a success, all these things are a success. All of it is. But we've convinced women that they need to be girl boss and career women. And if they have kids, they're somehow a failure. It's a long answer to a question. But as a society, we have failed ourselves a lot. We can get it back, though. We still have two segments left. We have a lot of questions. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Well, obviously, the story of Springfield, Ohio has been hot in the news. We've been talking about it all week. And you get what the government's doing. Median rent prices, this is from Daily Caller, median rent prices have skyrocketed over 40% in Springfield, Ohio. The federal government completely remade a town, flew in a bunch of people from Haiti, gave them all jobs, welfare, and ran people in Ohio out of their homes. Remember what we heard?
The homeless problem. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town because they all got vouchers. But I can show you a whole bunch of people that have been displaced. They want you to come up with a solution to why they're displaced, why they lived in a house. I personally know, and I'll testify under oath, my hand to God, somebody that lost their house. They were there 7 years. The landlord said, hey, I need you to move out, find a temporary place. I'm going to remodel it, and then you can come back.
Thank you,
Baron. It was a lie. They moved him out, tripled the rent.
Thank you.
Follow the money.
Moved him out, tripled the rent. Federal government paid for a foreigner to take your house away. American people are angry. They've had enough of this stuff. And the reason I brought this up is you're seeing now the way the system will defend itself against any attempts to stop it from doing what it's doing. Here's a headline. Springfield bomb threat used hateful language towards migrants and Haitians. Of course, the threats are coming in now. Communists, it's the oldest tactic they use in the book. They're being violent. I'm being threatened. These people pointing out the evil crap we're doing, they're really violent. See, he just threatened me. They love doing it. You hear that moron, Sonny Hostin, on The View today?
These baseless, racist attacks against the Haitian community must stop. Haitians are dignified people. Haitians are...
Really?
Hardworking people.
They are.
And they are people fleeing a corrupt country and government. Mm-hmm. They are here legally under an immigration program. They have temporary protected status.
That's actually true. That's the part that should make you angriest. The government flew them in here on your taxpayer dime, and they did it legally.
And white supremacists have now rallied in the...
Yes, white supremacists.
...city of Springfield, Ohio. They have denounced immigrants at local public meetings. And on Thursday, several public buildings, including a school and the city hall, were evacuated after receiving bomb threats. Let me say this. Haitians have also said... told ABC News that they are now scared for their lives. Haitians.
Yes. There it is. There have been. Did you notice all the buzzwords she mixed in? Because she's a robot. She's a communist. That's all they know. Racist, white supremacist, threats, bomb threats, afraid for their lives. You're just getting little itty bitty glimpses of how the system defends itself. And this is me. You're going to get annoyed by the time I'm done doing this. This is me trying to prepare you now for what is coming if Trump wins. And I think he will. If he actually begins a serious deportation program, this is but a taste of what is coming. Just a taste of how the system is going to react if Trump actually starts deporting people en masse. Mass immigration, importing huge numbers of foreigners, legally and illegally. It's not a side issue for the global communists. It is the central plank of global communism. We must grab these people from this third world dump and bring them into here because they can bought, their loyalty can be bought really, really cheaply. And because the citizens we currently have are angry about what scumbags we are. So let's just replace them. The replacement theory ain't no theory. It's happening in front of your
the
eyes.
The homeless problem. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town because they all got vouchers. But I can show you a whole bunch of people that have been displaced. They want you to come up with a solution to why they're displaced, why they lived in a house. I personally know, and I'll testify under oath, my hand to God, somebody that lost their house. They were there 7 years. The landlord said, hey, I need you to move out, find a temporary place. I'm going to remodel it, and then you can come back.
Thank you, Baron.
It was a lie. They moved him out, tripled the rent.
Thank you.
Follow
Thank you for
the
speaking.
Money.
Hey, get out of your house. We got some new people who are going to pay even more, courtesy, of course, of you, the taxpayer. Hi, Jesse. I've been listening to your show for about maybe 6 months. I didn't realize how much of an effect you've had on me until I was watching a documentary about murder in the 1980s. At some point, the local cops called in the FBI. My first thought was, the corrupt, rotten Stasi, are they any better than the killer? I had to remind myself back then they were, for the most part, still the good guys. Thanks for helping me live in reality, painful as it is sometimes. Look, it's painful for me. It's painful for me to watch institutions I have revered be revealed to be evil. It's awful. I've told you, I've given you this one before. You know how I love the organized crime stuff? Every dude does. We love learning about gangs and mafia and cartels. And I don't know what the dude's fascination with that is, but we all love it. And I've always loved it. And I used to hear from these mobsters all the time. These Italian mobsters are interviewing them in prison, or maybe they're in witness protection. And they would all the time say things like, oh, man, The cops are the most corrupt people, or the FBI. The FBI, they're the biggest killers out there. They're the most corrupt. And every time I ever heard that, I would roll my eyes. Oh, figures, this murdering dirtball, figures, he wants me to blame the FBI. And I scoffed at those idiots. And I'm not defending those guys, right? I'm not defending the murderers and criminals. But, I mean, they're not wrong. They're not wrong at all. They're awful. They're absolutely terrible, the things they do, and they do it with authority. They do it with the backing of the law. That's what makes it so frightening and dangerous. Hola, Jesse. Chris, that means hello. Hola, Jesse. As busy parents to two budding anti-communists, my husband and I don't have a lot of free time. Next week is our 15-year anniversary. That's cool. And because I married an absolute gem of a man, we will be taking the 36-hour whirlwind trip from Wisconsin to Texas to see our favorite handsome radio host. I bet I know who that is, Chris. What? Live with Tucker Carlson. Who says romance is dead? That's awesome. Where should we eat in Houston? If you wanted to grab a beer with us or Cheddar Bay biscuits, we wouldn't say no. Can't wait to see your enormous wingspan and symmetrical face in person. Okay, first, remember, next Wednesday I won't be here, but you can still consume me. That's not how I wanted to put that. I won't be here, but you can watch me or listen to me. On Wednesday night, I'll be doing the Tucker Carlson live tour. You know how he's touring the country and he's got different people in every town, Don Jr. in this town. He just did Glenn Beck, I believe, or at least he's doing Glenn Beck soon. And when he comes here, I'm his guest. So that'll be next Wednesday night. I'll be here the day before, day after, but I won't be here because I'll be there on Wednesday night. Feel free to tune in. If there are still tickets, and I don't know if there are, he's been packing arenas, but you can check if you're anywhere close to the area or in Wisconsin or anywhere else and feel like coming, come join me. The wife's going to be there. I'm bringing a few friends. I am a little bit nervous about the friends I am bringing. I'll be frank with you, because they told me, they said, hey, you can have a bunch of people backstage. Well, I don't have an entourage. Yeah, I don't have assistants and things like that. So I just got a bunch of my friends. I said, hey, you want to come backstage? And they said, yeah, sure. And then I found out they're bringing a cooler on the bus they're taking on the way over there. And I just don't know that this is probably not a good idea. But anyway, me and the wife and the friends will be there and we'll be having fun. It'll be a great time. Come out and join us. As far as food recommendations, you're in Texas. Barbecue's always a go-to. Go to barbecue. Try Tex-Mex. Tex-Mex. Now, as far as names, there is El Tiempo. It's a locally owned but chain around here. El Tiempo. Papacito's not necessarily locally owned. It's more of a national thing, but started really here. So just as good. El Tiempo. Papacito's. Why am I spacing the name of it? Chris, what's the other? It's the other one I'm thinking of. El Tiempo, Papacito's. Yes, Ninfa's. Ninfa's is a very good one. Not the one. Just go to any one of those. Okay, just find yourself some Tex-Mex. All right, find yourself some Tex-Mex. Also, don't forget as you're traveling to bring your male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks along. If I meet you, I'm going to be able to tell. Why? Because when you begin a natural herbal supplement course, do you call it a course? I don't know, regimen from Chalk. You change. You glow, if you will. Look at me. Look at how I glow now. I've been on a male vitality stack from Chalk for 3 years. I'm just energy. That's all I am now. I feel awesome. I'm in a good mood all the time. My energy level is through the roof. And you can feel like this too all the time. And if you have questions, because there are a lot more than male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks, I want to encourage you, call them. They have dimes waiting by the phone to talk to you. And they will talk to you. They're not just order takers. You need help with something? You have questions? There's a lot of natural herbal supplements on that site. Ask them. 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Gosh, I have the biggest mosquito bite on my bicep. It was one of those ones. What, Chris? I was on, I went on a ruck last night when I got off work. I was kind of all pent up with energy and I got done with it and I was all sweaty and tired. And I looked down and I see this mosquito and he's latched on. So I do the whap thing right off the bat. It looked like a horror movie scene. There was so much blood already in this thing. He sucked me dry. He did. I'm empty now. Yeah. No, it's terrible. Jesse, I'm a 71-year-old grandmother who's seen a lot in my life, but I feel like our country's on the brink. Wait a minute. It's just the females that bite. Isn't that right, Chris? The mosquitoes? I'm almost positive that's right. So when referring to mosquitoes, it's not a he, it's a she. Whatever it was, she sucked me dry. That mosquito, I mean, you've never seen that much blood in your life. Jesse, I'm a 71-year-old grandmother who's seen a lot in my life, but I feel like our country's on the brink of losing everything we stand for. I have 7 children, half lean left. The other ones, my 3 oldest, are voting for Trump. Please let me know what I can say in Trump's favor. I've tried everything. Unfortunately, it is his demeanor and a few things he has said about migrants and some of his policies that have turned them away. I feel like Trump is our last hope. Thank you for everything you do for us. All right, well, let me level with you. Trump is not our last hope. And if he is, we're finished. And that's not an indictment on Trump. If we ever get to a place where a man, one election is our last hope, then we've already lost. I know you're upset. I get emails like this all the time about your kids, some of them losing their way, losing their minds, or your sister or your mom, your wife, your husband. What do I say? Jesse, how do I fix it? What do I say? Your kids are in a cult. They are. They are in a cult. I believe, because you sound like you're probably a wonderful mother, they will wake up eventually. They probably will. They will wake up on their own time. And what you can't do is put all this on you. What do I say? I haven't found the right words yet. I've messed this up. Jesse, give me the secret sauce, the secret ingredient that will wake them up. I'll just level with you here. The most effective way I have seen in my own life with the dirty communists I've had in my own life, the ones who've slowly but surely come around, they're oftentimes ones where I come prepared with facts and I don't let them change the subject. Now, you can do this a lot nicer than I will do this. I just flat out won't let you change the subject. But they'll come in and they'll demand to grab all the guns and I'll start talking about gun ownership and tyrannical governments and how that gun wasn't this. And they'll immediately pivot. Well, what about abortion or something? And nope. You said guns. You came in and you said you made a statement, because normally they won't even ask a question. They'll make a statement that's completely false because they live in a world of make-believe. And then you will, as you're battering their statement down, they'll get this panic inside them. And this is their training. They change the subject, or they'll call names, whatever, Nazi, or they'll change the subject. Do not allow them to do that. You're a mother. You're dealing with your kids. Gently say, well, no. We can move on. We'll talk about abortion in a minute, but we were just talking about guns. Did you hear what I said about that? The reason that has been effective, and I'm not telling you it's going to work right away. It won't. The reason that has been effective is you're forcing them to do something they haven't done and something they don't want to do. You're forcing them to actually think about the issue. But I will tell you this. I will caution you on this. This is something that's never going to work for you, ever. If you are trying to convince someone to love a man, we'll just make it about Trump, you're always going to fail there. Because they're going to be able to very accurately point out, what about this flaw? What about this thing? What about that thing? If you're going to become a fan of a man, you're going to fail. You need to tell people about freedom, about anti-communism. And in so doing, you may lead them to that man you want them to vote for. But if you are an advocate out there for anti-communism, you are going to have so much more success than if you are an advocate for Donald Trump. No, but you got to vote Trump. Trump's the only hope. He's not the only hope, and he's not the last hope. You are the only hope. We as a people will rise up and take this country back from the hinterlands to the cities, or we will fail. Saving this country is not going to be dependent on what happens in November. It just is not. And if it is, we're already done. If we're at the point where we're banking on one presidential election to save us or not, then it's over. Because even if we win this one, what, you get 4 years of Trump? We'll go back and what if we lose the next one? We don't know if our next candidate sucks. We don't know. And what if we lose this November? You going to give up? I'm not. I'm not giving up. And I'm not moving. I'm going down with the ship. Now that's enough of that heavy talk. It is officially the weekend. So put a smile on your face. Go enjoy your time with friends and family. If you have to talk to a filthy communist, try to use what I just gave you right there. Keep them on the subject. Whether you want to do it politely or not, don't let them change the subject and teach them how to think. All right? All right. You can send me an email, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll see you on Monday. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.